find unity this morning, Father. And through your Spirit, we will listen and that we will find your heart, Lord, for us. So I pray as we sit here now, Father, that that you will take every thought captive and bring it, Father, into submission under your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, die stille oorlog, the silent war. Wie van julle het kon nie, was nie laasweekie gewees nie, en het nie kon luister nie? Okay, obviously one or two, and some of the visitors, and some of the mense wat eerlik is. Ja, yeah, okay. So I'm going to obviously previously part one. Ek gaan probeer so 'n bietjie inhaal van laasweek af. Net so ja. En dan sal ek optel waar ek gestop het laasweek, maar ek moet so 'n bietjie net vir die van ons wat nie geluister anders ter gaan het verskriklik heavy klink as ek net begin waar ek opgedoen het. So moet die grond voorberei vir dit. Is dit okay? So as jy laasweekie was, luister weer, want miskien kan jy dalk net weer hoor. Okay. The silent war, that was the topic, and obviously it is something that I firstly want to say, and it's something that came out in prayer meeting as well, having some of us saying just, this is not one of those moments in your life where you think about other people. Okay, this is one of those moments in your life when you listen for yourself. You don't think about church and what God's doing in your community and your friends and that one couple you know that really needs the Lord. Yo, I want them to listen to this. This is one of those where I really do feel that the Lord's saying, jy het nodig om te hoor. Ek sê, jy moet luister. And I can say that with confidence and I can say that with humility because it has been my journey. It's not something I'm preaching to you guys. I'm testifying of what the Lord has been speaking to me about. Okay. And hopefully, obviously God's asking me to release this to you guys so that you can also grow in it. Okay. The silent war. So, just a little bit of a different angle. Colossians 2 verse 6 to 10. So last week we only read Colossians 2 verse 8. But we're going to start at verse 6 this morning. And I'm going to read out of the ESV. It says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Daar is baie groot Engels, né? Okay. Maar ek gaan so 'n bietjie dit unpack en met ons gesels oor dit. So die eerste stuk is, see to it that no one takes you captive. Okay, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive. So, the first thing that we need to realize, who is he talking to? Okay, Paul is talking to who? To the church. So just in verse 6, it says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord. Okay, meaning those people are, they've received Jesus, just like you've received Jesus. And then he says, we need to realize that he is talking to, also to you and me, not just the church there. Okay, so it is something that through the Spirit, God is asking Paul to write to the church, but the Lord knew that we're going to read this 2,000 years later. So you reading this, it should be something that awakens something in you and makes you sober-minded that see to it that you are not taken captive. Okay. So when we think about the devil, I've been in Christian circles all my life. When I think about the devil and what the devil's most of his work is, I think that is die duivel wat keer dat mense nie in die hemel kom nie. Né? So I think about the devil, ek sê, okay, wat is hy besig om te doen in die wêreld? Ek kan sien, ek onthou daai tyd was vir my die prime evil was iemand soos Marilyn Manson. Onthou toe ek net breed weet. Ek sê hierdie oues het soos dis wat gebeur as jy die duiwel volg. Kyk hoe lyk hy en so when I think about people, ek weet nie wie van julle onthou Marilyn Manson nie. Nou is julle koppe van die jonger mense nie. Daar is hy Kobus, hy weet daarom. Ons almal moet repent. Ek nie sy muziek geluister nie. Dis net soos ja. And so when we think about the devil, that's what we think about. That's what you see how far lost he is, you know. And the devil's trying to keep people away from the kingdom. But when we read this, it says, see to it that you are not taken captive. Who is he talking to? People who are in the kingdom. So we so easily rest in the fact that we think that the devil is just there to keep people out of the kingdom. So once I'm in the kingdom, I'm okay. But there's so many warnings that we read, and especially this one, see to that you are not taken captive. And Peter also warns about it. We read it last week. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, ek gaan dit in Afrikaans lees. Wees nuchter, wees waaksaam. Julle teenstander, die duivel loop rond soos 'n brullende leeu op soek na wie hy kan verslind. Okay? Be sober-minded, be watchful. Who is he talking to? Peter. He's talking to the church. Not talking to people outside of the kingdom. And we said it last week, and I want to say it again. Maybe this week was a bit different for you. But I said it last week, hoe vinnig gaan daar weke verby? Like, 'n week, vlieg. Like, selfs hierdie week. Maar ek hoop dat daarom van ons wat laas week geluister is, daar iets gestuur in jou hart om bietjie meer te besef dat I need to be aware of God. And you see a week just go, doof. And a week goes by, and we sort of think, and here's the point what I'm trying to make, because captive is a strong word. Taken captive is a strong word. It's not just, he takes you captive. And what is it, because if he says, see to that you are not taken captive, what does that mean to you? Have you thought about it? Have you ever thought about it? Up until lately, I've never really digged into this and really think, okay, what? How am I able to be taken captive? Okay. And the thing is, a week just flies by. And another week. And I say, ooh, wacht, ek moet 'n bietjie by die kerk uitkom. Dan gaan ons kerk toe. En dan voel ons weer okay en dan weer 2 weke verby of 3 weke verby. And we don't realize how quickly you've been taken captive. How? 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 to 5. We read it last week. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. Okay. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but of divine power to destroy what? Strongholds. It's strong words these. Eh? Captive and strong words of strongholds is strong words. It's not just... We destroy... What are these strongholds? We destroy arguments and lofty opinions raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive. It's like there's this war of thoughts and arguments with your choices. En dit wat Alwin vir ons geshare het net voordat ons is toe die profete na die volk toe gegaan het, het hier nie gesê, oh, julle, ons moet pas op, die duivel het ons nou alweer mislei, dis sy skuld. Nou. God, blame them, because they made the choice. They weren't sober-minded. Okay. Arguments and lofty opinions raised against God. And here's the thing, let's go back to Colossians 2. So hoe werk hierdie oorlog? I want to read first verse 10. It says, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." Who says in him? In Jesus, when he was on earth, the whole godly deity, soos wie God is, het in sy volheid in Christus gewandel, né? Toe hy op wat ek nou sê op earth, dis nou die Engels-Afrikaans wat met die mekaar maak. Deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Okay. So when Paul writes this, this is what he's thinking. Okay. You've received the fullness of God through Jesus Christ in your heart. All rule and authority in your heart. But watch out, see to it that you're not taking captive. So what is he talking about? The fullness, to stop the fullness of Jesus in your heart. And experiencing the fullness of Jesus and the deity of who God is in your heart. So that's the war. That's why it says, see to that you're not taken captive. By what? Now we think, just the devil, and hoe gaan hy dit doen? And then he says in verse 8, see to that you're not, that no one takes you captive through what? Hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. So, the fullness of Jesus, the devil wants to take that captive by what? Kultuur. Dinge wat normaal lyk vir jou. Empty and hollow philosophies. Meaning, the things that you think, ek het dit laas week gesê, die dinge wat jy dink is reg, en het lyk reg vir jou om te doen, dis jou philosophy. The things that you think is normal and right, and that's why we're saying we're supposed to swim upstream. So the things according to this world, when we look at everything that looks good and looks, that's something that we need to realize that we need to fight against and stand and watch. So it's a war of two kingdoms. And we showed this picture last week, and I want to show it to us again. So this is something I asked AI to pull up for me. And if you look at that, that's a picture of your heart. Well, not hopefully it's not half darkness and half, but it's what I'm trying to explain to you and what I'm getting at. It's like, even remember we spoke about when you go upstream, soos wat ons stroom op swem, voer en kry ons wat die Here vir ons moet gee. So wanneer daar 'n rule and authority van Jesus Christus in jou leef, dan kom die vrug van die Gees. Né? Sien ons daar joy, peace, love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control and faithfulness. But the moment we lose what? And it's profound this. Rule and authority in your heart. What's the fruit of that? Sadness, selfness, hatred, envy, deceit, lust, pride, greed. So it's not just losing the presence of God. It's losing the rule and authority in your heart. See, wie heers oor jou hart? Is die vraag. En dis die eeuwe ouwe oorlog. Wat ons nie sien het. And now I want to get, we know it's a war, but we need to realize it's a silent war. Because the devil walks around and prowls like a lion. He's disguised himself as an angel of light, Corinthians says. So, now we're going to go into what I want us to realize and what we ons to besef, soos die print, sien daar's 'n front line. Né? In enige oorlog is daar die linies wat voor is. En ons besef nie dat ons is in 'n oorlog, dat daar's linies in jou hart. Okay. Wat ons moet besef. Here again, don't always make it about salvation. This is about sanctification now. Okay, dis hoe ons groei in ons heiligheid. Seek first the kingdom of God, we said last week, and his righteousness. Soos wat ek die front line van righteousness soek in my hart, so word die grondgebied gewen in my hart of nie, of ek verloor grondgebied in my hart. I'm losing ground or not. So easy way to think that every single one of us sitting here today has got that war ongoing. Don't think you're not a part of this. That's why it's a silent war. So hoe kan ek dit as 'n voorbeeld neem? Hier's 'n klomp voorbeelde wat ek nou gaan kyk, maar net om die front line te verduidelik. It's not about if you love people. It's about how much you love people. There's a front line now. Because it looks different for you and for me. It's not about how if you give yourself for the kingdom, it's how much you give yourself for the kingdom. It's not about if you give time to the Lord, it's how much time do you give to the Lord? Is there rule and authority? Yet again, it's not, okay, nou Charles, wat sê jy nou, moet ek alles, jy weet, ophou werk? It's not what I'm saying. It's like rule and authority. Meaning, are you spirit-led in what you give? Because there's a war for that. See, Satan wants to make you what? Ineffective in the kingdom. So, as jy dink jy het nie, en ek het dit laas week vir julle gesê, maar net vir die mense wat nie nog nie geluister het, of die laas week jy was nie, I want to retour as again. En soos wat, en ons gaan deur dit werk, maar soos wat ek deur dit gewerk het, kom ek achter, ek het so baie om te groei. Handelinge 2:42 tot 47, in die ESV I read, so if you listen to this, and you think you haven't lost ground, please listen again. And they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were there together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing them the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day attending the temple courts together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who are being saved. And last week we said, if we just read this and you think daily they met in a temple court, and how difficult it is for us to even just spend time with the Lord by ourselves daily. But they met in the temple courts daily. En hoe vinnig ons kan terugdink, ja, maar Charles, hulle het anders tergelewe, en jy weet, what are you doing then? Arguing. It's arguments. It's philosophies, it's the culture. See, that culture was different than our culture. It's like, but what are you building? Kingdom culture, or are you building Afrikaner culture, South African culture? What are you building? We so easily lose these arguments. See, the moment, just on a time again, the moment you think, okay, ek gaan kerk toe gaan, want ek het nou hierdie geluister, en ek voel ek met hierdie oorlog moet ek nou wen. See, the war is not about giving your time. It's about wanting to give your time. That's the war. It's not about, okay, I need to love more. It's about wanting to love. It's not about giving more of my finances. It's about wanting to give more of my finances to the kingdom. See, that's the war. And Christians, in ons Christenskap is soos hierdie, Andrew het hierdie great voorbeeld, hy praat van build on Christianity. Onthou julle dit? Hy het gepreek daaroor, hy praat van die ouens wat in Kaapstad, wat surfboards vasbou bo-op hulle karre, net om te lyk soos 'n surfer. Hulle surf nooit nie, maar hulle wil net so lyk, so hulle bou dit, want anders versteel mense, dan bou hulle dit vas, and like create self and the tools grow with aftergrow with the serve near Arag. And so many of us are like that in Christian. We've got this build on Christianity. It's something that we add into our lives. And now can I feel vrou, oof, hier gaat ek julle nou stir. You know, what is one of the signs I personally think, that you've lost ground and you've been taken captive and that the kingdom of God is something that's an add-on into your life. If your tithe is the first thing you stop giving when it goes tough. Because what are you saying then? If I stop tithing and giving because it's going tough, what are you saying? Is the Lord still ruling and having authority over your heart? Are you trusting Him for your finances? Or are you saying, Lord, listen, I'm just going to handle this month because it's going tough. Ek gaan eerder dat sien wanneer I want to give. I want to trust God. Sien, ons dink ons is nie, daar is nie oorlog in ons arguments nie. Ons dink daar is nie oorlog in jou opinions oor dinge nie. En nou praat ons net oor tithing en dit by homself is daar baie opinies in die wereld. It's like, is it 10%, is it nie, moet ek, it's like, why are you arguing on that? Your whole heart should have rule and authority of the Lord. It's the kingdom of pouring out. It's now we're living in a covenant of more. Nie meer net 10% nie. Eigenlijk alles is die Here se. It's about trusting the King in your heart. If you're not, then you've lost ground. Honestly. And yet again, I'm talking to myself here. And these are the things that I've worked through. So we look at that Acts 2:42, and just reading through it, we also see that all who believed were together and had all things in common, breaking bread in their homes. They received the food from glad and sincere hearts. And it's also, it says that they devoted themselves to fellowship. Okay. And as I was reading that, I've realized that just how little time we give to each other. They devoted themselves to fellowship. See, what we have to understand is, die koninkryk van die Here is die koninkryk in jou hart, né? Ons moet nou die prentjie van is in jou hart. Maar daar is ook 'n koninkryk wat moet kom onder ons. Okay, and as I was thinking about it at 4 o'clock this morning, the kingdom in my heart, because I'm trying to explain to understand that there's front lines and a war for us to have fellowship. Why? Because the kingdom of God needs to come in my heart, but also the kingdom between us. And where do we read this? God reminded me of John 17, Jesus' prayer. He says, Father, maak hulle een, soos ons een is. So it's not just, okay, I need to give more time for my community. I need to give more time for relationship. No. It's about wanting what God's praying. It's like, I want oneness. I want the King to rule in our relationship. Why? Again, it's a war for what? What is the war about? The fullness of Jesus dwelling in you. So ons moet die, nou vra ons hoekom ervaar ons die Here so min. Why am I struggling to hear His voice? It's like, what we're looking for in the kingdom, and there's a war for you to be aware of Jesus. And that's why I want to spend time with people, because in spending time with people, we are building kingdom where He rules and reigns. And gifts flow. En dan kry, dan sê ons, okay, kom ons maak groepies. Ek raak nou klomp goed aan vanoggend. Kom ons maak groepies, kom ons bid saam 'n bietjie. Handjies vou en ons gaan sit. Okay, ek hoop net nie, hulle gaan in die sirkel om nie, want dan is dit my beurt om te bid en dan... Gifts, what God's given you, for us to be one, so that the kingdom can come, so that your gift can flow, so that the kingdom can come. But if you're struggling to find the gift to flow, you've been taken captive. Because you've got your arguments of why I do not pray in public. I've got my opinion of why I don't do. Okay, as God ruled over that thing. Remember, it's about His presence. And sometimes we struggle to understand, why am I not experiencing God? It's like because you've been taken captive in that area, you've lost ground. You need to take that ground back. You need to find, and we'll get into that maybe. Not today. So I want to say every relationship has got front lines. Every relationship has got front lines where we need to win the war and take ground back. It's like even my relationship with Renska has got front lines and boundaries set. It's like, huh? Verduidelik dit. The moment I lead her away from God, that's a boundary, a front line losing. Maak het sin that she needs to stand her ground. Same with Stan. Of vice versa. Wanneer haar verhouding en haar joy vir my meer belangrik raak as my die koninkryk hierso, then we've lost ground. Maak het sin. If I prioritize her above the ruling authority, she's taken ruling authority in my heart, which belongs to God. And if I'm not bringing the kingdom into my relationship with her, for us to become one as they are one, I've also lost ground. En dan wonder ons, hoekom sukkel ons huwelike? Because we're not bringing the king and the authority and the rule, we've been taken captive. Maak het sin. So the moment you take the king out of the relationship, you've lost ground. And it's become a draining relationship. And here's the best one I've been waiting for long now. Kids. Our children. What I do for them has boundaries. Och, dit is moeilik vir baie papas en mamas om te verstaan. It's a massive war. A massive war. For us to realize the human traditions of men and how it wants to take us captive in what we do for our kids. It's a massive stronghold. And I have to realize, so we've got the, yeah, we've a while ago decided to homeschool. But even in homeschooling, I've realized how much of what I think human traditions is, I need to fight against. So that educating my kids does not take the rule and authority in my heart of Jesus. En wat ek bedoel met dit is dit, die oomblik as ons homeschool kalender begin bou rondom die kinders, dan begin dit wat doen? Authority in my eyes. So just the practical thing, as we started, now we started, it's winter time, so we started 9 o'clock with the kids. So, en dan gaan stap ek en Renske vinnig, en dan besef ek, hoor jy, dis kwart voor, is half of half nege of kwart voor nege, ons gaan vinnig met stilte tyd hou, ons gaan vinnig hierdie moet indruk. What's happened? Education has trumped authority in my house, right there. And it sounds so simple, because education is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's good for my kids to learn. And what we want them to learn and why we want them to learn, it's a good thing. But just make sure that you think it's spirit-led, what you're thinking. Even education. And we've built a system of what we think success is. Kom ons, ek raak nou maar die goed aan. It's like, en ek weet, ons is daar gewees. In onsself. En nog steeds sien ek dit, hoe my kinders, ek wil, want hulle het nodig om te leer een dag. Hulle het nodig om te kan universiteit toe gaan, sodat hulle ietsie kan kry, sodat hulle werk kan kry, en so. That these are all good things. But once those good things step into authority of the Lord and time with Him and an awareness of God in their lives, we're missing the point. Because what we are trying to get is our kids to be successful. Top 10 academies, Leringraad, Aspan Sport, all hierdie goed. We're building a competitive society. Even now I'm not talking about schools, I'm talking about my own life. I see the way I teach my kids golf. I see the way I teach them tennis. It's way too competitive. I need to continually fight ek teen myself in daai oorlog met hierdie frontlinie hier in my hart. Want hoekom? Great, jy's leringraad, well done, jy's a leier, ons celebrate it. That's not what the kingdom is. It's not the kingdom. I don't care who you are. A leader is the least of these, the servant hearted. Sien, ons besef nie hoe word ons, en ek is 'n professionele sportman gewees, van almal hier so, ek weet hier is daar van julle ook, maar ek weet precies wat ek praat van competitiveness. You know, the Bible doesn't talk about anything when it comes to competitiveness. And some of us brag about, I'm very competitive. It's like, where in the Bible does it stand? It says, finish the race. And we compete for the prize, but that whole context of that is not competing to win. It's competing to finish the race. And what are we teaching our kids? Performance, success. Die Springbok kultuur waarin ons sit. Unfortunately, my kid only knows Springboks that wins. And that's a big problem. Ja, is 'n goeie probleem om te hê. Once your relationship with your kids are not about the presence of God, you've lost ground. See, the moment a school tells you how to plan your calendar and what to do over weekends, you've lost ground. Charles. Who has authority in your house? Who's the leader in your house? For many years. Luckily, I'm not doing it anymore because it's just not possible. But for many years, I asked the school's calendars in this town before I planned the church calendar. Want ons wil weet wanneer is die game sodat ons die goeders. So everything was planned around that. These days, it's every weekend, so we can't plan it around that anymore. What am I saying this morning? That there is boundaries where you have to set the rule and authority in your house. I'm stepping on toes this morning. But you have to set the boundaries. Because you are going to stand in front of God. Now, I'm not saying I'm not going against sport. I'm not going against education. I'm just saying there's boundaries that we've lost. Years ago, it was 4 games in a year. Now it's 4 games in a week. Are we losing ground? Yes, we are. For what? Human traditions. Things that look successful. Now I can pull it back to anything. I'm not just picking on that. I want you to see that we are in a war. You need to realize that you're in a war for what? Now you say, yeah, Charles, nou is jy super spiritual. Gaan ons allemaal net ons kinders sit en, can I read you a scripture? Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Wanneer doen ons dit? And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Your responsibility is to bring the presence of God to your kids, not success and coping in this world. And when you sit, when you walk, when you lie, when you... And for that, you're going to stand in front of God one day. Your responsibility, your choice. Don't say the devil took my time. You made the choices. You made the choices. Kobus stuur vir my ding gisterand aan. Gisterand, né? Waar was jy? Ja. The goal is not to raise children to avoid the world, but to raise children who love Jesus enough that the world loses much of its appeal. It's not about saying what's right or wrong to your kids. It's about teaching them to love Jesus. We've got eternity in here of us. So I want to ask you, I want to give the parents homework. Ek wil nog altyd huiswerk gee. What am I saying is that go and think these things over. Sê, dit is baie meer belangrik dat ons kinders een bewustheid van God sal hê. As om te cope in hierdie wêreld en te leer sodat hulle kan survive. Education is important. Sport is important for us to enjoy sport and all these things. But it's so much more than just surviving, having a job one day and. I'd rather much more give my time to Jesus. And if it's see, I want to say, is that 10 minutes a week that you spend with your kids enough? Right? There's boundaries. And also when it comes to discipline with our kids, what? Boundaries. You have to teach your kids boundaries. Papas, set the boundaries in the home. Set boundaries in your home. Yes, I can hier aangaan. Why do we set boundaries in our home? Why do we teach our kids what's right and wrong? Gentle parenting, there's lines with this. There's boundaries with it. What are the philosophies of this world? The philosophy of your kid needs to decide. He needs to make a choice. No. According to the Bible, your kid needs to know that there's an authority, there's a king that will lead him to what? Fruit of the Spirit. So within these boundaries, there is life. So if you're not teaching your kid boundaries, if you're not setting that there's an authority, and what I've done with my kids through the years is ek het vir hulle geleer, die oomblik as my kom praat, verwys ek dadelik na die higher authority in die huis. There's a reason why I say these things, because I'm talking about the king in this house. And this is how he leads me, and I'm going to lead you. Authority and boundaries. Sien julle hoe die samelewing begin grondgebied verloor? When it comes, want wie, wat, ons wil nie eers meer praat van leiers in die huis nie. Remember, it's not just a war for your time, it's a war for the presence of God in your life. Here, julle weet nie hoe gat ek deur alles kom. Ons gaan moet aangaan 'n ander keer ook. Sien, I want to go quickly through this. Get back to us personally. Ek het nou genoeg aan kinders gepraat. Is julle okay? Is julle nog lief vir my? Okay. We don't know what it is to be quiet anymore. Great voorbeeld. Mans, wanneer laas is jy toilet toe gewees sonder jou foon? Kyk, almal smile vir my. Ek het al baie WhatsApp van Niels gekry wat op die toilet sit en sê vir my. Oom is dit boeken gebruik. Ek wonder wat die Paulus gebruik, broer. We don't know what it is to be quiet anymore. We're afraid of our own thoughts. And I've said this previously, I remember a while ago, I was eating, just going crazy, and I was grabbing an apple, and as I walked, I felt the Lord say to me, and it was a very emotional moment for me. Hy sê, wanneer laat jy geproe hierdie appel? Hy sê, and I stopped and I enjoyed my apple while I was crying, realizing just what my life has become. So phones. Unfortunately, and this is a incredible truth, an incredible problem, that we've become more aware of our phones than we have of God. You don't go to the shops without your phone. You don't go to the toilet. You don't go anywhere without your phone. It has become stuck to us. You don't see anybody standing in queues without phone. You think we've lost the war? We've lost plenty of ground. Jy gaan, wat is die laaste ding wat jy neersit in die aand? Hey? Wat is die eerste ding wat jy optel in die oggend? Wat is die ding wat jy dink aan? Hey? Come on, jy sê, wanneer laaste ek my WhatsApps gekyk, ek moet gaan kyk. I'm just touching on social media. I'm not touching on Instagram and all these things. The influence it has on you, on the way you think, your arguments. And again, Trojan horse can creep in. It's good. Even if you watch 412, even if you watch Josh Jane stuff on your phone all the time, that becomes an awareness. It's something that's stuck to. There's net to feel. We need to fight back. We need to stand against these things. Blue tick tradition of men, I've called it on my notes. A blue tick traditions of men. Jy weet dat julle verhouding met my het boundaries. Jy het my boodskap stuur en jy sien ek lees hom. The traditions of men, bedoelend by my, the philosophy is that I know that you're waiting for my reply. Okay? So, you know how many people we've offended because we haven't replied on the same day? Nou lach julle. What have we become? Like, for any of us to think that you can step into somebody's day and expect an answer on the right on the same day. Klink hard, né? But we need to talk about these things as a family. Give each other space. Because there's boundaries in my relationship with you. Because once, and here's the thing. Ek sê hierdie woord ek lief is vir julle. En woord ek omgee vir julle. Want ek wil vir jou reply. But your expectations of me will kill me. The same with your community leader. If you put expectations on him, what are you doing? You're stepping into a rule and authority in his house and how he spends his time. Any relationship has got boundaries. Same way, if you never reply, it's also not good. It's by practice, maar maak hierdie goed sin wat ek sê. There's arguments, there's philosophy, we're fighting against this world. We're fighting against the way things work. Okay. Nou hierne. The devil will eat you alive if you take up false responsibilities. Workplace. Hier is my laaste ene. Nog twee. Workplace. Ek weet, I can carry on with phones for long, but you've got the gist of it. Workplace. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, when Paul writes this to the Colossian church, he says, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, so walk in him. So walking in him, the devil's going to try and captive, take you away from walking in him. When it comes to the workplace, so much to talk about. It's as if the culture of today, especially in a church, you've got your church and you've got your church times, you've got your community tye, you've got your kerk tye op sonoggend, maar wanneer ek inklok en ek my werkweekie aan, dis asof in die oomblikke is ek dalk hier en daar bewus van die Here, maar nie regtig baie, but we're not walking with God in our businesses. That scripture says, stay rooted in him. Because the devil will use your job to take you captive. So that you what? Are not aware. That you are not aware of God. It's about the presence of God in your heart. I just wonder what our lives would have looked like if we walk with God more in our jobs. And what do I say about that? Here, moet ek hierdie bome uittrek? Here, moet ek hierdie graan plant? Here, moet ek hierdie kliënt opneem? Of moet ek nie hierdie kliënt vat nie? That's walking with God. It's like, Lord, do I have to? Why? Because it's his business. It's not yours. If he's got rule and authority, am I making sense? So there's a boundary even in, if you're working for a bad boss and you're just, your salaris tracker and your werk is hell. If it affects you that much, you've lost ground. Why? Because you're trying to find joy and peace in work. You need to try and find joy and peace in the ruling authority of God in your heart. It's the awareness of God that brings joy and peace. Maak het sin wat ek nou sê? So many things that takes away the presence of God. Lastly, I want to say, if he can't deceive you with the culture, he'll deceive you by keeping you busy with himself. Meaning the devil will put so much focus on him that you will constantly try and fight him that you forget about walking with God. If it's always fighting and looking for demons and looking for the demonic and, you're missing the point. It's about the king ruling in your heart. You've lost ground. So in a couple of weeks, not next week, maybe the week after that, I'll look into and we'll talk about how do we respond in this war. We've taken two Sundays now just to maybe you've realized that how much you've been taken captive. So baie van jou gedagtes en dit wat jy dink, en jou arguments en jou opinies van wat productive thoughts is, wat productive werk is, en wat productive gesinne is, wat productive is vir my kinders, wat sukses is vir hulle. Net 'n bewustheid wat die Heer wil skep in ons, we're in a war. This silent war that's taking us captive. And it's gonna increase. sê dit weer vir julle, dit gaan increase. Scripture says the love of many or most will grow cold in the end days. Like in the days of Noah. See, Susan talks about when God comes back, people are gonna eat en ons gaan drink en ons gaan werk en ons gaan te besig wees met ons dinge en all of a sudden, eternity hits. And we didn't realize how much of our lives has been taken captive. So see to it. I want to end with these words. See to it that you are not taken captive. Like win this back. Win the ground back. Amen.
Ja, die Here herinner my sommer net gister toe het ons bietjie in die tuin gewerk en sommer 'n grove stuk area waar daar 'n regtig klomp gemors is. So die een deel van ons tuin is baie mooi sagte gras en dan staan 'n stuk veld wat ons nou probeer verwerk. En Jules gee vir my handskoene vir die tuin handskoene, maar dis grove groot handskoene en ek dra dit en ek gebruik dit en dit is baie lekker om die groot klippe op te tel en groot stompe uit te trek. Maar my frustrasie wat toe begin het is ek kon nie nader aan die klein fyn onkruid uittrek nie want hy grip nie. En naderhand toe trek nou net die handskoene uit om die klein fyn goedjies uit te trek en ek voel net hierdie woord wat Charles gebring het oor die laaste 2 weke is regtig 'n waarskuwing vir ons dat die samelewing het regtig so 'n handskoen geraak vir ons waar ons is fyn om die groot goed vinnig te kan verwyder uit ons lewe maar dat die Here regtig wil pinpoint om op 'n plek waar jy gaan net die fyn onkruid kan verwyder as jy regtig in aanvoeling kom met die Gees en dit gaan actually maak dat as jy daai onkruid gaan uit as ek nie uitgetrek het nie gaan dit weer opkom dat dit regtig 'n sensitiwiteit van die Gees moet wees waar ons bereid gaan wees om nie net die groot goed uit ons lewens uit te verwyder maar regtig te vra Here wys my zoom in op my lewe waar is daai klein goed wat ek my hand gaan moet vat en gaan moet uittrek want dit kan so simpel klink 'n foon of my skedule of my werk maar dis regtig 'n goeters onkruid wat regtig ground gevat het vir lekker in ons lewens.
Okay. I just feel like saying this just for the record. Ek weet daar is vanof ons homeschool het, is daar mense wat goed sê in die dorp, dat ons spreek nou net homeschooling en al hierdie goeders. I want to say it again this morning. It's not what I'm doing. Die Here, dit gaan, it's not about the school system, it's not about homeschooling, it's about what we as parents do. Want nie allemaal is geroep om te homeschool, it's not what I'm saying. Okay, just feel like saying that. Don't think it's what I'm saying here. I'm trying to lead us as a family into a place that we need to stand in your house. You need to say, this is what I'm going to allow and this is what I'm not. Don't let in enige iets, your werk, skole, your oma of opa, of enige iemand, step into a place of rule and authority in your house where you need to know that God is reigning. Am I clear on this? Okay. Ek's lief vir julle. Dis hoekom ek hierdie goed en yet again, don't think about other people, it's about your heart. What's God saying to you? Rian, kom bid vir ons asseblief. Kom ons staan.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for this morning. Even as you take the scalpel and you cut, Lord, we know that as a physician, Lord, as a doctor, you bring healing. And that what you want to do this morning as you cut and you cut deep, Lord, you want to cut everything that is not of you away. And so I want to pray for every person in this place, Lord, that heard this word this morning. As Jesus said so many times, let those who have ears hear. I pray for spiritual open ears, Lord. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will pour out a boldness upon this place and on every person here, not only to hear and walk away from the mirror and forget the image, but to go away and with a ruthlessness attack the sin and the arguments and the things in their life that is preventing the rule in their life. But thank you, Lord, for the cross. And to know this morning that the victory has been won. And even as we stand before schemes and authorities and powers, you say each one of them will fall down and worship you at the end of this age. And so we lift up Jesus and we lift up the cross and we find our identity, our strength, our hope, our direction in you. And we pray, Lord, fill us as your church with your Spirit and lead us in your way everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Ja, dankie vir almal wat hier was. Kom geniet koffie en kuier lekker saam met ons hier agter in die koffiewinkel. Dankie dat julle gekom het.